Okay, well that finishes off the workshop. We will now go to the action meeting agenda. Start out with public comments. We're now opening up the action meeting. Anyone like to make a statement?
Good afternoon, Mr. Secretary and members of the Commonwealth Transportation Board. My name is Linda McMenemy. I'm here on behalf of the Virginia Transit Association. And I really wasn't planning to speak, but I did want to respond to some of the questions that came up during the SJR 297 study discussion. Mr. Secretary, you asked where the transit systems were on the study, and we certainly appreciate DRPT's work on this, their attempt to advance transit, and including all the many transit systems as stakeholders. But we are getting a lot of calls of concern about the study from transit systems around the state of all different sizes. And I'd like to just highlight a few of those areas of concern for you. I think that we all have an interest in accountability and providing good service. And so we're very interested in moving forward on that front. But we would like to see more in the study about the existing system for distribution and what the benefits as well as the problems with that are, because that really has not gotten sufficient attention in our opinion. Secondly, really a lot of the struggles that transit is having right now and transit systems are having is just insufficient funding. And we have many partners, as you know. We have our riders, we have the localities, we have the state, and the federal funds. So insufficient funding is a very significant issue, even as the demand for transit is growing around the state. And so we would really like the study to focus more on, you know, what that funding gap is and what the funding need is. And also, you know, what are the objectives? Where are we going? What goal are we trying to reach that performance measures would help us inform and move toward? And that really has not been as clear as we would like. I think there is a lot of concern about having transit systems compete against each other for limited funds, because we know that there are a variety of needs for public transportation in many different types of communities, and that competition does create new winners and losers. One of the reasons that formula funds are prevalent in the way that transit funds are distributed, not only in Virginia but across the country, is that it does provide some reliability and predictability and certainly simplicity. And those are actually good things, that people need to be able to rely on a certain level of funding from year to year to build and maintain and grow their service. And also that this is one of the reasons that we distribute education funding on a formula basis in Virginia and public safety funding on a formula basis. So, I think if there is an interest in providing an incentive pot for transit systems to move towards certain goals, that's one thing, but to make that a very substantial part of the base funding, people have a real concern about the reliability of funding and what that might do to them over time. And I just would note that we have a very high level of local participation in transit. That participation from the total operating funds for transit has gone from 27% in FY04 to 36% in predicted for FY13, whereas at the same time the state participation in operating has gone from 21% in 04 to, as you heard, 20% this upcoming year. My point is that local governments who are really in a financially in a recession, still in a deep recession right now, are the major contributors to this service. And they're very careful with their dollars. They're not funding service out there that, you know, they feel like is not benefiting the community and not important to getting people to jobs or providing accessibility or reducing congestion. So I think that very fundamental accountability at the local level can help give you assurance that these funds that are distributed by Formula Now are really providing important service. It's not just for anybody who happens to show up or wants to throw more service on the road, whether anybody will take it or not. So there are improvements that can be made. We look forward to continuing to work with DRPT and their commission, but I do want to let you know that there is some anxiety out there, particularly with the direction of this current study, and we hope that before the final version is solidified, that maybe some of those issues can be resolved. One other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, we really want to get riders from their homes to work, and over about 60 to 65% of our riders are going to work on the train or on the bus. But one of the big issues and one of the big problems is that many localities in a region aren't stepping up and funding transit at all. We have a lot of suburban localities that don't participate in the funding of transit. And so people might want to go there. Maybe there are increasing numbers of jobs in that community, but they can't get there because right now we have a pay-to-play system by locality. And that's something that I think, I'm not sure that this reallocation formula that's being looked at is going to address, but there are other things that the state, DRPT, this group could do to really incentivize communities that aren't participating to participate, and that would help with our unemployment issue as well as economic competitiveness. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Anyone else like to, any other public comment?
Hi, Mr. Chairman. My name is Rachel Stahl, and I am here in regards to item number 12 on the agenda, the 501 Bridge in Snowden. I'm a property owner that bridge placement is not going to affect directly but indirectly. My property sits about 200 feet in elevation above where they're going to place the new bridge at. Basically, I would just like the placement of the bridge reevaluated. I definitely do believe that the bridge does need to be upgraded, the current bridge, because I personally have been on the bridge when trucks have gotten stuck. But with the placement of that bridge, it's going to affect three properties right there. Where the current bridge, there are absolutely no other properties that are going to be affected at all.
Okay. All right, thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Is there anyone else? At this point, we'll close public comment, and we will have the minutes of June 20th, 2012.
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? We have the maintenance division. First is on naming a bridge. That is in, well, first of all, anyone like to make a motion on number
so
one?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
As opposed. We have number two on the Richmond District.
Motion approved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. We have discontinuance of maintenance on Route 7485, Mr. Coulomb.
I move this approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. We have we had the presentation last month. Pennsylvania Lynchburg, Mr. Peake?
Yes, I move to approve, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those opposed?
No, I was in favor.
What's that?
All in favor.
All those in favor. Oh.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the next item. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed.
Somebody said anything. Say, what
happened? Man. Okay, local assistance, recreational access. We have a motion on that one?
I move approval.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? We have one on economic development access. Mr. Cole?
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have the revision of the revenue sharing program. Anyone have any questions? We had the presentation on that last month. Any other questions on that? We have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Excellent. Programming division, we have 6-year improvement program transfers. Any questions for Ms. Busher on those?
Just a quick question. There's been no changes between the initial document and what's on our agenda today, right? It's the same as what was sent out. It hasn't changed.
This will change that June document.
There are some new items.
These transfers.
No, I mean from the time that these documents were sent to us for this meeting.
No changes.
No, it's the same as what we got. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I would highlight, the first group of transfers show of the movement of surplus funding from projects that are being completed and closed out and moving to projects that can use the funding, and those were the greater than 10% transfers. The less than 10% transfers are on the second page, and the one of interest is Hillsdale Drive extended that we had indicated we would bring back to the board fully funded through the transfer process.
Excellent.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Quick question, Ms. Busher. On the second sheet, you're showing district recipients as Richmond and Hampton Roads, the very first item, row A. What is the Hampton Roads part of that? It appears to be all Richmond.
It's there are two UPCs there, so I'm not sure. There are rail crossings.
Oh, okay.
It must be in both districts where the money's going from a district wide to two projects.
All right, very good. Thank you.
We have a motion.
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Excellent. We will now go to RPT. We have the rail industrial access for Greenwood. We have
approval, Mr.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? We have the rail industrial access for Hoff Feed. Mr. Cole.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Excellent. We have Mr. Lawson. Action authorization, issuance, resale. Any questions regarding this matter?
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Excellent. We have the 6320 for Route 460. We had a presentation on this last month. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Holcomb?
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Excellent. Mr. Holcomb, excellent job. Good to see you. We have the relocation of this exit 150 interchange access management improvement for Botetuck.
For which I move approval.
Second.
Martin, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. We have then the 6-year improvement funds for, this is the resolution that Mr. Coulombe did such an exceptional job making a presentation. We have a motion, Mr. Coulombe.
Mr. Chairman, I move it's approved, but I have an amendment.
You have a second?
Second.
Mr. Chairman, actually have two amendments to propose. One in the second whereas clause to change the word authorizes the board to requires. And second, the second amendment is to where in the document there's a reference to generally accepted accounting principles, to amend the resolution to read generally accepted governmental accounting principles.
Okay. guys okay with those? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Scheduling a contract.
Mr. Secretary, members of the board, I'm seeking your concurrence on an award to American Infrastructure for a $20 million design build project in the Salem district.
Any questions regarding any of those matters? We have a motion?
I move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. Excellent. Thank you. And then new business. Anyone have any new business?
Just a quick comment. I think the last couple of years here, we have probably done more in transportation as far as moving projects forward under the leadership of Secretary Knox and also the governor's program than we have in decades. But I'm still very concerned, and I think we've used everything efficiently as we can. But the fact of the matter is we are running against a wall of construction monies and just general money from the state. So, Mr. Chairman, with your permission, wrote an op-ed piece last week I'd like to distribute to the board, and I just would encourage my fellow board members to make their voices known on their opinions. I'm not trying to blame anybody. I'm trying to do all I can in terms of public education and going out and just letting people know where we are. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would appreciate just that being.
Is this true with a Y?
No, sir, that's not my picture. That's me with a Y. in there. But I do feel strongly that it is underpinning a lot of what not just our ability to build roads, but what that all means in terms of our livelihood. So, Chairman.
Thank you very much. No, I appreciate that. And, any other questions? Can I just, is it Ms. Dean? Is she still here? Who did the 501 bridge presentation?
Angel.
She. Okay. Can I, so, Mr. Worley, I just ask that if we can meet with those property owners again. I mean, it's, obviously part of it's location, but also the issue of design.
And
make sure that we can do everything we can to minimize the impact of the new bridge design.
I spoke to Ms. Dean before the meeting and she advised when they had the public hearing that I think that a lady who was here was the one, only one who showed up and did express some concern. I think, as she said, it affects the property, but there is no actual taking of the property.
Okay.
So, I'd like a little more information. I was not able to attend the first meeting, so is there any other options on that?
I appreciate that. And again, we're just trying to figure out what to see what we do. If we work with the citizens and the property owners, we should do everything.
Mr. Chairman, if I can approach this for a second, just the Robert's Rule question has been brought up. We took action on the amendments to the resolution, but I'm not sure we took full action on the resolution.
What's that, I'm sorry?
The NVTC resolution, someone in the audience has inquired, so I just thought I would throw that back out on the table to you, Mr. Chairman.
No.
We're
done.
The amendment.
I accept it.
Right.
Accepted it. That's the main motion.
Okay, thank you.
I want to be sure.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Brzezinski?
September. Are we going to Winchester?
We're going to beautiful Winchester.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
All right. What, do you have the, when are those dates?
The meeting will be September 19th, the day before September 18th. We're set to do our tours at the Inland Port and the Litigation.
Excellent. So find the date.
The tour?
Okay.
And then December will be in Northern Virginia for the Transportation Conference. We have, this is going to be held at the Sheraton. Tyson's premiere.
Sure, Tyson's.
So we got to make sure that is. Then after that, probably in the spring, we'll go up to beautiful Charlottesville. We have not been up there. Okay.
We can tour that research facility.
There's our research facility. Maybe we go out and see the right of way for maybe bypasses, whatever.
That's cool.
And with that, everyone, I appreciate everyone. We'll have a great August recess. I'll see everybody in September in Winchester. Thank you all very much.
Mr. Secretary, while we're in Winchester,
It might be interesting if we could see the traffic calming project. There was a federal demonstration project on.